Good afternoon. It's always a privilege for me to join you for worship.
午安, 我常常都覺得很榮幸能夠和你一起敬拜主。
So you can see my sermon title up there was content but not comfortable.
所以我今天的主題已經在螢光幕上,就是我滿足,但不一定是安逸的。
Let me start with a quote from a Christian blogger.
我就引用一段在網上看到的說話。
He says, I can be content without being comfortable.
他說我可以滿足,但未必一定需要是很安逸的。
And I can be comfortable without being content.
但我可以很安逸,但我心裡是不滿足的。
Which one are you?
那你是屬於哪一種呢?
Are you more content or are you more comfortable?
你現在是很滿足,因為你現在是很舒服,很安逸呢?
I feel that contentment is something deeper inside of me.
我覺得滿足其實是一些在我裏面很深的一個感覺來的。
It's how I feel about life when my values are satisfied.
當我看見人生很多東西的時候,我心裏面有一份滿足的感覺。
But being comfortable to me is about the outside external things.
如果覺得舒服或安逸,就是外在的東西來的。
It's mostly about the material things around me that make me feel comfortable.
是周圍很多物質的東西,令到我覺得很舒服。
The scripture that God has laid upon my heart is in Revelation chapter 3.
所以主放在我心裏面的經文,就是啟示錄第三章。
Let's look at this passage.
我們打開啟示錄,就是聖經最後的那卷書,第三章。
To the angel of the church of Laodicea I write, These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I'm rich. I've acquired wealth. I do not need a thing. But you do not realize you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, so you can become rich and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness and a salve to put on your eyes so you can see.
就是十四節開始,你要寫信給老底家教會的使者說,那位阿門的,為誠實信實的作見證的,在神創造萬物之上為元首的,他說,我知道你的行為,你不冷也不熱,我不得把你從冷或者熱。 你既如溫水也不冷也不熱,所以我必從我口中把你吐出去,17節。你說我已經富足,已經發了財,一樣都不缺。他不知道你是那困苦,可憐,貧窮,乞丐,赤身的。我勸你們向我買火煉的金子,叫你們富足,又買白衣穿上,叫你們赤身的羞恥,不露出來,又買眼藥搽在你們眼睛,使你們能看見。所以我痛愛的,我就責備,管教他。
So the book of Revelations is a book about future events and the return of Christ.
所以啟示錄講將來發生的事,同埋主基點樣再返嚟。
And here in chapter 3, we have a very strong message from God.
第三章呢,是有一個好強烈的訊息呢,是神話俾佢子民聽的。
He was very disappointed, very dissatisfied with what he sees in the Christians in Laodicea.
神睇見老底家教會的信徒,神係好失望,好傷心。
He sees the church, it has lost its drive, its main objective.
他見到教會沒有火熱的心。
The Christians in this church have become comfortable and complacent.
信徒就很安逸,很舒服,亦都很滿足。
Let's talk a little bit about comfort and complacency.
所以講緊自滿同舒服的關係。
By nature, human beings like places of comfort.
人性當然是喜歡舒服的,是不是?
We have patterns in life that create stability and comfort for us.
所以總是希望我有一個很安穩的生活。
But the problem is, we like to stay in that place of comfort too long.
但問題反而只是,我們很想停留在那個舒服的狀態太久了。
And that's when we become complacent.
那就開始就自滿了。
And I include myself.
包括我自己有時都是這樣的。
When we are too comfortable, it has a negative effect.
有時太舒服得太耐咧，就有個負面嘅結果出嚟噶。
When we're at this place, life is predictable. There's no more risk. It's all about routine.
所以如果當生活咧開始成為好似平靜落嚟啦，日日都可以明知道都要發生咩事，都係唔會變噶啦。
There's no more excitement, no more drive because it's the same old, same old.
咁冇乜嘢需要挑戰啊，冇咩刺激啊，咁日都係咁過，咁慢慢就係咁啦。
So my question to you, are you comfortable with your life?
咁所以而家我俾你嘅問題就話，你而家對你嘅生活你係咪覺得好舒服咧
？Are you comfortable with your faith?
你對你嘅信仰係咪覺得自己好舒服咧
？Maybe you've become too comfortable.
咁會唔會太嘅舒服咧？
Let me tell you about a man named Othea Logan.
我同你講嘅人物叫做 Othea Logan.
Back in 1964, he came to Chicago to look for work, and he found it.
1964年咧，佢嚟芝加哥，佢就揾工，就俾佢揾到。
He became a table server at a pancake restaurant.
就喺卖班戟嘅，即系嗰啲饼嗰啲嘅地方咧，佢就去做侍应啦。
Guess what he's doing now?
咁你知唔知佢而家做紧乜嘢咧
？He is still there.
佢仲喺度。
Same pancake house doing the same job.
仍然都系做紧侍应，仍然都系卖紧呢个班戟。
He is 72 years old now, and he's never moved up in a position.
咁啊，今年72岁啦，从来冇升过职。
He's still serving tables for 55 years.
佢做侍应已经做咗53年啦。
Let me show you a short video. He'll tell his story.
咁我就俾你睇少少短片咧，你就睇下佢嘅生活系点嘅。
He's paid $14 an hour.
一个钟头十四蚊。
No pension, no healthcare, no retirement savings.
就跟住乜嘢福利都冇噶啦。
55 years.
55年。
So my question is: he comfortable or complacent?
到底佢係舒服啊，抑或佢係自滿呢？
What do you think?
你覺得呢？
When his story appeared in the Chicago newspaper, a lot of people had reaction.
當佢嘅故事咧喺嘅芝加哥日報嗰度刊登出嚟咧，就好多人有唔同嘅回響。
Some people said $14 an hour. He should want better for his family.
咁有啲人話$14嘅鐘咋，佢應該賺多啲俾佢屋企人啦。
Others were different.
有啲人又唔同睇法。
This man loves what he does. Not everyone wants to or belongs to upper class management. There should be respect for all types of levels of job.
呢個人好中意佢嘅工作，唔係個個都要向上爬嘅啫。佢竟然覺得咁舒服，咁係一件好事嚟㗎。
Some people think he's weird because society doesn't teach contentment.
但有人覺得咁好怪啫，咁啊變咗好自滿啫咁。
Society tells us you should always be pushing, striving, making ground, making more money.
社會就話俾我哋聽唔得嘅，你一定要不停向上爬嘅。
I think this is one of the best responses here.
我諗呢個係一個最好嘅回應啊！你睇下。
It's all about perception, positive versus negative.Contentment versus complacency, greedy versus ambitious.
你全部都睇你点睇嗬？到底你系自满啦，因为就系满足咧？因为你系贪心啊，因为你系有雄心咧
？So in the eyes of the beholder, someone can judge you as being comfortable or complacent.
当人哋睇你嗰阵时候，有人会觉得你系自满，有人会觉得你系满足。
But this is something we need to think about.
但系咧，我哋自己就应该要搞清楚啦。
So back to Revelations chapter 3, God's words are very strong and harsh.
所以翻到去第三章，我哋啱睇嗰段经文咧，你留意到神嘅说话咧就好强烈啦。
God's report or report card of the churches in Asia Minor are not very good.
神俾个当时嘅七间教会个成绩表咧，都唔系合格嘅。
For each of the seven churches in Asia Minor, he gives them a report card.
在当地有七间教会，每间教会他都写了一个成绩表给他们。
There are some good things that God says, but there are some warnings that things are not going well.
每间教会都有些好东西去赞他，也都有些提醒警告他们。
So the one church I want to look to is the last church, the church of Laodicea.
而最后一个就是老底加教会了。
So God has very strong words here. He says, I am about to spit you out from my mouth.
好严厉哦，他说我要将你从我口里面吐出来。
In this report, he says nothing good about the church.
这间教会呢，那个成绩表呢，就全部都是红的。
The only good thing might be verse 17. He says, you say you are a rich church.
唯一好嘢咧就系十七节就话你话你自己系一间好有钱嘅教会。
This church has resources, it has money, but they have used it in a poor way.
佢哋系个个都好有钱啊，不过你将啲钱系用喺啲唔正当嘅地方。
So let's look at this imagery of hot, cold, and lukewarm.
我哋睇下呢三个嘅图画嗬，热、冻同埋暖水。
So warm is right in the middle, not too hot, not too cold.
咁温水啱喺中间，又唔太热，又唔太冷。
And in our conventional wisdom, being in the middle is okay.
咁喺我哋人生嘅智慧嚟讲，喺中间几好啊，唔错啊。
Middle is average.
中间就系即系中挺啦。
Not too tall, not too short.
又唔系太高，又唔系太矮。
Not too skinny, not too fat.
又唔太肥，又唔太瘦。
Average is okay.
中挺好、啊。
Even as children, we're taught be the mediator.Be the middle ground to solve problems.
咁有时教细蚊仔都话嗱，你要喺中立啲，喺中间帮两边嚟解排难解分。
Children here learn the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
咁所以听个三个小熊嘅故事。
She visits a home of the three bears and she has to make three choices.
佢翻屋企有三只熊，我要做三个选择。
There are three chairs, three beds, and three bowls of porridge.
三张凳、三张床、三碗粥。
And every time, what choice does she make?
每次佢做咩选择呢
She chooses the middle.
佢就拣中间嗰个啦。
The middle bowl of porridge is perfect.
中间嗰碗粥系最好噶啦。
Not too hot, not too cold.
又唔太热，又唔太冻。
In university, if you're in university, where do you keep your marks?
咁喺中喺大学，你哋嗰啲成绩系点啊？
In seminary, we made sure we were in the middle of the bell curve. Somewhere in the middle is okay.
咁就算我读到神学院都好啦，喺中间都 OK 啦。
But against conventional wisdom, God says the middle ground is detestable.
但竟然喺神嘅眼里边，喺中间度，其实先神最可恶嘅。
God says, "I'm about to spit you out. It's so detestable."
可恶到个地步，佢竟然要掠你出嚟啊！
So this is puzzling and disturbing.If God is talking to us,
如果神系对我哋咁讲，我哋会唔会觉得吓有冇搞错啊？点解会咁嘅
？Because I feel we are middle class people.
因为我觉得我系中产啦、啊、咁。
We have middle class lifestyle in a middle class church.
喺个中产嘅生活啦、啊，喺个中产嘅教会里边。
So if this assessment is true, we should be alarmed with what God says.
咁如果神嘅睇法系真嘅话，我哋要小心睇清楚啲，我哋而家嘅生活系点咯？
I have always wondered what's wrong with warm.
咁我就问啦，暖水有咩问题啫
？It's better than cold.
好过冷水啊。
At least there is some desire for God when you're warm, isn't it?
咁起码都比冷水多少少热心啊，系咪
？But God says you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other.
但神反而话我宁愿你一系冷一系热。
Of course, I can understand God wants us to be hot on fire for Him.
咁当然咧，神梗系想我哋热咁为佢火热啦，系咪
？But how is cold better than warm?
但系点解冻好过温水咧
？Does God want us to be indifferent, rebellious, and unbelieving?
唔通佢真系想我哋个个都啊好冷酷啊，好反叛啊，咁佢先至开心咩
？Let's look at this metaphor.
我哋再睇下呢个比喻。
If you were living in Laodicea 2,000 years ago, you would have a better understanding of this metaphor.
如果咧你系老底家嘅人咧，喺2,000年前咧，你就会听一段经文，你就会明白多少少啊。
So here is the ruins of the church in Western Turkey.
呢度咧就系佢哋嘅教堂咧，就系咁样嘅。
The city of Laodicea is in the lowland, in the bottom of a valley.
老底家教会咧系一个平原喺个山谷下低。
And in this busy city, a city needs many things, including water.
咁所以呢个城市咧需要好多嘢嘅。
And the Greeks engineered an aqueduct system which brought water from the mountains down to the valley.
咁所以嗰啲希腊人咧就将啲水咧就从上边山上面带落嚟下低嗰个山谷嗰度啦。
And when the waters left the mountain.It was cold and icy and refreshing to drink.
当啲水由山顶落嚟山脚嗰阵时候咧，最初嗰阵时候咧系冰水，咁系好清凉嘅。
But by the time it got all the way down to the valley, to the city, it was warm and not very desirable.
咁啊，当啲水又好清凉，一直咁流到落去山脚嗰阵时候咧，就开始暖咧，同埋就冇咁好饮啦。
So in this context.Cold is refreshing. It revives you.
所以冻水咧，即系代表话好新鲜，好令到你好清醒。
What about hot water?
咁热水咧
？In this area was also geological hot springs.
原来喺笪地方咧，佢哋都有嗰啲温泉嘅、哦。
So people came and bathed in hot water, which healed their bodies.
咁所以啲人咧，好中意浸温泉咧去医病嘅。
So people in this city knew.The refreshment of cold and the healing power of hot water.
所以嗰啲老底家人咧，好明白咧，山上面嗰种清凉冰冷嘅水，同埋咧浸温泉嗰种热水。
So the Christians in this city understood what God was saying.
所以基督徒咧喺呢个城市里边咧，佢就明咧神话佢哋乜嘢啦。
Their spiritual lives were not bringing any refreshment or bringing any healing.
即是话佢嘅生命咧，不单止冇带俾人任何一种清新嘅感觉，亦都冇能够医治到人嘅疾病。
So how was God judging them on what basis？
所以神审判佢哋系基于乜嘢咧
？Revelation 3:15， He says， I know your deeds， that you are neither hot nor cold。I know your deeds。
十五节佢话我知道你嘅行为啊，唔冷唔热。
God's focus was on。How they express their faith.
神睇嘅系你信心嘅彰显，系你嘅行为。
Of course, God looks at our hearts, but the heart was not reflecting any signs of charity or fruits of the Spirit.
神当然睇我哋嘅心咧，但系如果我哋嘅心流露出嚟嘅吓冇咗嗰种质素咧，咁就个心就出现咗问题啦。
When you befriend someone new, how do you know if they're a Christian?
当你识一个新嘅朋友，你点知道佢系基督徒咧
？What signs do you look for?
咁有啲咩记号你会知道啊？呢个梗系基督徒啦。
Jesus says in Matthew 7 verse 20, he says, by their fruits you shall know them.
耶稣在马太七章二十节他说，看他们的果子你就知道他棵什么树。
Every life will bear spiritual fruit.
每一个生命都会结出果子来的。
And the question is, what did God see in the Christians in Laodicea?
咁神喺老底加教会嗰啲信徒生命上面睇到啲咩果子咧
？And this is where they began to boast. They said, "We are rich. We have acquired much wealth. We do not need anything. But you do not realize you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked."
所以十七节，咁佢就好夸口啦。你睇下我，我已经够啦，我乜都有啦。啊！但系咧，神话你唔知道你系咁困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身嘅。
So they were blind. They thought they were good.
他们是盲的，以为自己很好。
This is quite an indictment, and they couldn't see this.
这个就是反而他们看不到自己的真相，这个就是一个提醒了。
And as I read and reflect what Scripture says, I feel convicted myself.
当我看一段经文的时候，我心里面都被主感动。
I feel that I'm very far from what God desires for me.
我都体会到我的生命离开神的希望我能够有的实在差太远了。
I think Jesus challenges every single one of us with what he says here.
我相信耶稣在这里是挑战我们每一个信徒。
Maybe you feel that you're in a good place right now.
或者你觉得我现在都 OK 啊，不错啊。
Family's good, job's good, church is good, everything's good.
样子挺好啊，家里又挺好啊，教会又挺好啊，工作又挺好啊。
This may be true. I think that could be true.
我相信可能都是事实来的。
But is there nothing more that God desires for you?
那是不是神在你生命上没有希望你能够做得更好更多的事吗？
Is that it? You reached what God has for you?
是不是你已经成就到神想你成就的事呢？得着神想要你得着的呢？
If Jesus were to come back right now, it would be all okay?
如果耶稣现在回来，是不是真的这么 OK 呢？
I think God will reveal to you as you seek, His Spirit will reveal the answer to you.
我相信如果你真诚地来到神的面前去寻求答案的话，神一定会让你知道现在真正的情况是怎样的。
So back to my first question, are you content, comfortable, or complacent?
所以回到我第一个问题，到底你是不是满足呢？因为你是自满呢？觉得很安逸呢？
Where are you in your spiritual life?
在你灵里面的生命到底现在在什么状态底下呢？
What about your church, this church? Is it content, comfortable, or complacent?
就算你整间整个我们教会作为整体，到底我们是很舒服啊，很满足啊，自满啊，这样。
If there are no more fruits, no more deeds, then perhaps we've become complacent.
我们不可以做得更好吗？结更多果子吗？因为我们已经很自满了。
For myself, I feel that I should be always content.
我觉得我自己应该要常常去知足。
Contentment is the condition of my heart and mind.
知足是我的心和我的思想都是一致的。
I should be content with whatever God provides me at this time.
神供应给我什么我都觉得知足了。
But I shouldn't become so comfortable because I know God is calling me to deeper things.
但我又不应该就这样停留在那里，因为我知道神是呼召我去做更大的事。
So as I'm content, I'm okay because Christ is with me. He gives all that I need.
我知足，因为神是供应我所有的东
西。I like what the apostle says in Philippians 4:12.
所以在腓立比书四章十二节，保罗咁话。
He says, "I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do all this through Him who gives me strength.
他说我知道怎样去处丰富，也都懂得怎样去处缺乏，在神的里面我就能够去真的知足了。
Paul was able to be content even though around him he lived in hardship and difficulty.
保罗如果在周围都贫瘠的时候，他都里面有份知足在里面。
So I wonder, does Paul tell us never to improve our situation?
保罗有没有说我们不需要去改善我们的生活呢？
Is it wrongful to get a better education, to get a job promotion, to make more money?
是不是想读书读好一点啊，升职啊，那都是错的呢？
Or should we just sit there and be okay with everything?
是不是就这样坐在那里 ,OK 啦，一样都 OK 啦，那就这样继续坐在那里
呢？ Paul says,I learned the secret.
保罗说我学了个秘诀。
The secret is being content in every situation.
秘诀就是在每一个情况境况底下我都能够有尽知足。
But his secret was not sitting there and letting everything go around him.
他的秘诀就是不是就这样坐在那里容让他是被动的，有周围的事发生在他身上。
In the previous chapter in Philippians 3, what does he say? I press on.I press on to take hold of which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I press toward the goal to win the prize which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
在前一章第三章他说我继续的努力向前的奔跑，向着我们的标杆去奔跑，他说得着基督要我所得着的。
So at the end of the day, Paul can say, I've done everything to pursue Christ in my life.
所以去到保罗的人生的结尾的时候，他能够这样讲，他说当跑路我已经跑过了。
So back to the story of Ortha Logan. Was he comfortable, complacent, or content?
去回我们刚才看过短片，这位仁兄到底他是满知足啊，自满啊，因为就这样安逸这样过呢？
Was he too lazy?
是不是因为太懒所以他不去求进步呢？
I don't know this man, but the way I see him, he's a content man.
我不认识他，不过从他所做和所讲的，我相信他都是一个是知足的人。
He may not be completely comfortable, but he seems content.
他都不是说真的很安逸，但是他有份知足的心在里面。
Other people can judge him and said, if you pushed harder, if you tried harder,You would be in a better place.
有些人说你勤力啲，你争取啲，向上啲，你就会升职啦。
Maybe if you worked harder, he could buy a car and drive to work.
如果你勤力少少咯，唔系买架车，唔使搭公车翻工咯。
We cannot see his heart. We cannot know his full capacity or his limitations.
我哋唔知人嘅心系点样，系咪？我哋都唔知道佢系咪真系尽咗力吓，佢嘅困难喺边度
？But if he's fully discharging God's given gifts to him.Then he is in a good content place.
如果他已经尽了神创造他的能力出来的，那他就是知足了。
It's the same for you and me. We need to discharge God's given talents in our life fully.
同样你同我一样，如果主给你的恩赐，你觉得你已经用了你最大能力，你已经尽了力，活得最好了，那你就是知足了。
God gives us everything we need, including our earthly comforts.
神供应了我们很多我们的需要，包括我们生活所需。
But it's not good enough just to receive and to not give and serve others.
但是不是就这样坐在那里收，收埋就这样坐在那里，而是将我们收到的，我们怎样去用出来，尽我们最大的能力去分享给人家呢？
And because God is creative, He gives us new ideas and new things to consider.
我们创造的神他是很有创造力的，所以当我们愿意问他的时候，他总会给一些提议我们怎么去用他给我们所有的恩赐。
He can stir our hearts to new things of him.
他会挑旺我们的心，去吸引我们去认识新的事物。
So he calls us to be attentive to his creative spirit.
所以他经常呼召我们要去留心听他很有创意的提醒。
So beingOpen to God's creative spirit means we are willing to listen to do new things.
So, if we can be open, want to hear God has any creative words to me, it means we are willing to follow Him, willing to give our best to Him.
Let me give you a quote from Albert Einstein.
係，愛因斯坦有一句咁嘅説話。
Listen to what he says. He says, "Imagination is more important than knowledge. Imagination is the language of the soul. Pay attention to your imagination, and you will discover all you need to be fulfilled."
佢話想像比知識係更加重要嘅，因為佢會令到你嘅靈魂更加滿足。
Imagination.
想像力。
Let me illustrate with a music story.
我同你講一個故事啊。
Canadian band Nickelback and the famous Beatles.
呢個就係加拿大一隊嘅樂隊啦，同埋呢個披頭士。
So Nickelback, the famous Canadian rock band, they've sold over 50 million records.
我哋加拿大呢隊嘅樂隊咧，賣成500万嘅唱片噶啦。
But even though they are so successful, there is a backlash against them.
雖然佢哋咁成功咧，但係好多人都有批評佢哋。
Despite their success, a lot of people do not like them.
雖然好似好成功，但係有啲人唔中意佢哋。
It's become vogue to say I hate their songs.
甚至有啲人話：，咦，我唔中意佢啲歌。
I'm not sure what all the reasons were, but I've heard people don't like them because every album sounds the same.
啲人唔中意佢咧，個原因係咩啊？切，隻歌都一樣嘅。
There's not much variety. Every record that comes out sounds like the other one.
每隻唱碟出嚟都係好似上次差唔多，冇咩創新。
Rolling Stones music critic, he wrote this critique of them.
呢個 Rolling Stone 咁講。
He says, Nickelback are masters of generality.
佢話佢係樣都將佢一律化。
It's the same formula they package up.With the same kind of music in every album.
每一个唱出嘅唱片都好咧，都有包装啊、内容啊，都系差唔多款嘅。
So what about the Beatles?
咁披头士又点咧
？They are still one of the most popular bands in this century.
喺呢个世纪里边，佢仍然都系最受欢迎嘅。
I've never heard anyone say I hate the Beatles.
我好少听到人话我唔中意啊披头士。
So what's the difference?
咁佢哋嘅分別喺邊度咧
？What's their secret？
佢哋嘅秘訣又喺邊度咧
？The secret is the Beatles adapted to changing time。
就係因為披頭士咧，佢係按住時代嘅改變咧，而不斷嘅改佢哋嘅歌路啊。
They stayed fresh and relevant because their music changed as the times and people changed。
時代改變，佢嘅音樂就跟住改變。
In other words, they were creative。
佢哋好有創意。
They're always experimenting, trying new things, not doing the same thing over and over again.
佢哋每一首歌咧都尝试一啲新事物，而唔希望重复一首歌。
And this is a lesson for us.
呢个就对我嚟讲都系一个启示。
We need to listen to God's fresh and new ways.
我哋需要常常去聆听神俾我哋一啲创新嘅提议。
He may call you to look at your situation very differently.
好可能佢常常都会提醒你从另一个角度去睇你而家嘅生活。
Or he may ask you to test out a gift and to use it in some capacity.
或者佢会提你，你可能有第二个恩赐，你未人发掘得到，你发掘咗之后，你可以用嚟去做第二样嘅事情。
Thinking a new way, trying something new is not easy. It's not comfortable.
常常都试下新嘢，时时都谂下有冇做得更好嘅，其实系唔舒服嘅。
But being creative and listening to God means we are not comfortable, but we need to move forward.
所以我哋能够常常都有创意，常常都创新，想做得更好嘅话咧，就防止咗我哋咧就怎停留咗喺度而成为自满啦。
I've always believed if you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable, not completely at home, you're probably on the right path.
我反而有阵时觉得，有阵时你会觉得好似唔系话太过安逸嗰阵时候咧，先至系一件好事啊。
It tells you you're growing and you're being tested by God.
因为咁啊，显露紧咧，你系成长紧，你不断嘅喺度创新紧，而俾神改变紧。
Last verse 18，
十八节。
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich and white clothes to wear.
我劝你向我买火炼嘅金子，叫你富足；又买白衣裳，叫你赤身嘅羞耻不露出来。
We are called to receive His gifts.Gifts that have been refined and will continue to be refined.
神喺度呼召佢哋去领受神俾佢哋嘅恩典，就系嗰啲用火炼嘅金子。
And God will apply heat and to remove the impurities.
被火炼过嘅金子系纯正嘅。
And this is not always comfortable for us.
当我哋如果被神去炼净嗰阵时候咧，其实系唔舒服噶。
Let's look at the opposite way.
相反，我哋咁睇。
If there's no testing, no fire, no hardship, then you're not receiving anything new from God.
如果你冇挑战，冇神嘅试炼，咁即是话你冇喺神嗰度领受到任何新嘅事物。
Faith is untested without fire.
信心冇俾火试过系未经考验嘅。
I like what Pope Francis said about the gospel.
我中意有一个教皇系咁讲。
He says this.The gospel is newness. The gospel is celebration. And one can live the gospel fully only with a joyous and renewed heart. Do not be afraid to change and let go of obsolete structures because Jesus has brought new wine that needs fresh wineskins.
他说福音本身应该是常常有新意的。咁所以新酒应该系用新嘅皮袋装，咁我哋应该常常都去谂下点可以做得更加好。
Let me tell you a final story by Charles Dickens.
查理士有一个故事，我想同你大家讲。
He tells a story about a man who's in prison for many many years.
佢话有个人咧坐监坐咗好多年啦。
And while the man was in prison, he dreamed about the day he would be released outside.
坐监嘅时咧，就成日谂住啊，我放监咧就咁就做乜做乜啦咁。
He dreamed about being in the sunshine and breathing fresh air.
啊，我出咗监之后咧，就可以喺阳光底下呼吸下新鲜嘅空气啊咁。
So after many many years, his dream came true.
好多年之后咧，佢嘅梦想成真啦。
He was set free from prison, and the prison guard let him outside.
咁佢终于放监，咁嗰个监狱警咧带佢出去。
The guard led him out of his cell, down the hall, and outside of the iron gates of the prison.
由佢自己嘅监仓一直行到出去监狱嘅外边。
He was finally free. He breathed the fresh air and felt sun on his body.
终于佢觉得啊，我自由啦！咁佢有阳光晒喺佢嗰度，佢里边呼吸到新鲜嘅空气。
But after a few minutes, he turned around and went back into prison.
但过几分钟之后咧，佢调转头翻翻入去个监仓嗰度。
Why？
点解咧
？What happened？
发生咩事咧
？He became so comfortable, so accustomed to the old ways, the new freedom scared him.
原来坐监坐咗咁多年咧，佢惯晒，佢中意里边嘅生活，出到嚟咧有新嘅嘢，少惊啊，所以翻翻转头。
The new life was too overwhelming, too much for him.So he rather go back to his old ways.
放监之后，嗰啲生活太新，太多挑战，不如都系翻翻转头好啦。
New things are scary.
新事物系令到我哋有时会恐惧嘅。
We're in a new place where we don't feel comfortable. We don't feel any control.
譬如你去到新嘅地方，因为你唔熟悉所有嘅嘢，你会觉得有一份嘅不安。
Change is about being in a new place, and a new place is not always very comfortable.
改变就是说你要常常去新的地方，而新的地方、新的事物是令到你不安的。
But God calls us to new things, to be the new man, and to live a new life.
神常提我们说，我想，神就想做，帮我们成为做一个新的人，过个新的生活。
We need to be thankful of past structures and past things, but we can't let that hold us back.
为着我们过去有的，我们应该感恩，我们应该去欣赏。但不是应该被他捉住我们不向前走。
So let us not be afraid of the new things from God.
希望我们不要怕神摆我们前面的新的挑战。
May we always be open to his new directives.
常常都开放去领受神给我们的新的指示。
And may we allow him to stretch us so we can grow.
容让神去伸展我们，以致我们能够更加成长。
Amen.
阿们。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Beautiful and creative God, we love you so much. We recognize that often we are easily lulled to be in that place of comfort and complacency. We ask that you move us. Let us be no more so comfortable that we see no change in our lives. We ask that you use us to be a blessing, to bring refreshment to others, to bring healing to others. Let us heed this warning to the church and to ourselves. Let us be your people, always moving and changing, bringing the healing news of the gospel, the power of healing that's available through your Son. Teach us. Let us maintain and hold this lesson to our hearts. Amen.
少时间自己读神经嘅偈，到底神有咩挑战，有冇新嘅意念摆你嘅心里边？